Okay, so today we're going to talk a little more about Tzar Bel Chaim. Last time we didn't really do much. I mean, I shouldn't say that. What we did last time is we went through Rav Asher Weiss's piece about Ratzon HaTorah. And Tzar Bel Chaim was his favorite example of Ratzon HaTorah, so we went through all the different 11 sources of where Tzar Bel Chaim might come from. But it all starts with Arasugi and Bamatziah, because Gemara and Bamatziah seems to suggest, definitely suggests, that Tzar Bel Chaim is Da'oraisa. It's not so clear that that's the maskana of the Gemara, but the Gemara on the very top of Daf Lam Beis on the Beis, Midivrei Shneim Nilmad, from both the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon, who say that it's Pashut, that we're Mechayiv a person in the mitzvah of Prika more so than in the mitzvah of Ti'ina. So we see from there that Tzar Bel Chaim Da'oraisa, that Tzar Bel Chaim is a din Minatorah, because according to the Chacham, had it said the mitzvah of Ti'ina, I would have known on my own the mitzvah of Prika from a Kal V'chomer. And what would that Kal V'chomer be? That if I have to help load up an animal which is causing the animal pain, for sure I would have to help unload the animal, to relieve the animal of pain. And Vafilu Rabbi Shimon, and even Rabbi Shimon who said that you need a Mefurash Pasuk to be Mechayiv in Prika, and you don't have a Kal V'chomer, Lo Kamer El Mishum Delo Masai Mikrai. That's only because the Psukim are not Mefurash, which one is about Prika and which one is about Ti'ina. And had I only had one Pasuk, I wouldn't have known the mitzvah of Ti'ina, because I would have said that Pasuk is about Prika. Avul Masai Mikrai, but if the pasuk would have been more explicit and it would have said beferush the din of helping to load an animal, then of course even Rabbi Shimon would darshan the Kal V'chomer that there's a mitzvah to unload the animal, and that why is that a Kal V'chomer? Because of Tzar Balei Chaim. So the Gemara says, nah, maybe it's not because of Tzar Balei Chaim, maybe it's a different issue, it's a different reason that I would have been able to figure out that if I have a chiyuv to load an animal, that I have a chiyuv to unload an animal as well. Dilmi mishum dika chesrum kis. Maybe it's because there's a hefsin mamon in prika, not because of Tzar Balei Chaim. V'hachi kamer, and what the Brisa means says as follows. Umati ina d'lespa chesrum kis. If ti'ina, which there's no loss, because the behema doesn't get hurt by ti'ina, and the chayiv, nevertheless, if you see the animal resting on the ground, you have to lift it up and be towing aleha. So prika disba chasum kis, where there's a hefsid for the bailin, because the behema is going to be nishperes tachas masa'a, so lo kol shken, for sure you should have to help out. Okay, and then the Gemara goes back and forth for a long time. You have to go through the entire sugya with many, many rayas, whether Tzar Balei Chaim is in fact da'oraisa or not. So now let's talk a little bit about this inyan of Tzar Balei Chaim. So a couple of things to focus on over here. As far as the makor of Tzar Balei Chaim, that we discussed already. Is it a din da'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? So as we said, the Sugim Bamitziah discusses it for sure, goes back and forth, lots and lots of rayas, and initially starts out, yeah, it's got to be Daraisa, but rejects the raya, and the sugya eventually tries to make it talui in the Sefer of the Mishnah Bamitziah about a masa that chamor is eino yechol lamud bo. Okay, again, brings rayas. Lamaynaf kamina, right? Whether it's a Daraisa or Drabanan. Oh, we should just mention, the sugya b'mitzi is not the only sugya. There's a sugya Maseches Shabbos as well, which seems to indicate that Tzar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. The sugya Maseches Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos tells us behema shenafla la'amas hamayim. You have a behema that fell into your swimming pool, right? So you want to save it. You want to rescue it. So what do? Mevi karmu ksasos umaniach tachteha v'malsa alsa. Take cushions, put it underneath the animal so that the animal could climb up on those cushions and then rise above the water level so it could be saved. So the Gemara says, that's a very nice thing to do for the animal, but we're talking about on Shabbos. So Meisvei, V'hem Eshnaf Lamas Amayim Osla Parnasa B'makomu B'shvil Shlo Tamus. Didn't we have another price that says, yeah, go throw it some food, you know, but that it shouldn't die, but Parnasa In Karmak Sosos Lo. It doesn't say you're allowed to bring karm uksas, it'll say you're allowed to bring cushions or pillows. It says, Malo kasha. Hada efshar b'panasa, hadi efshar b'panasa. Well, it depends. If it could survive there by just throwing some dog food, so throw some dog food. But if it can't survive there, then you got to bring karma ksasos. So says Mara, Efshar b'panasa in v'lo, maybe karma ksasos minech tachta. I va mevatel kli mechano. Mara says, wait a second, how could you do that? You're going to put karma ksasos underneath it? Those karma ksasos are now going to become mukta. And you're not allowed to turn something into mukta on Shabbos. Where do we have such an inyan of being mevatel kli mechano? What's a classic example of being mevatel kli mechano, making it mukta on Shabbos? Putting a kli under a candle, right? Putting a kli under a leak, a dirty leak. If there's nothing that you could use that water for, anytime mukta is going to land into that kli, now that kli is going to become a basis, and you're not going to be able to use that kli. And that's a violation of mevatel kli mechanu. Is that an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan? What? D'rabbanan. It's mukta, exactly. So the Gemara says, "I bet you're being mevatel kli mechano. How can you do this?" And says the Gemara, "Yeah, mevatel kli mechano derabbanan tzar balechayim daraisa vasi daraisa v'dachi derabbanan." So although our Gemara maybe doesn't have a clear maskana, the sugi in Shabbos kuf chav chesem beis pretty clear maskana, right? That tzar balechayim is in fact a din daraisa based on the behema that falls into the tamas hamayim, yeah. A bucket underneath a leak. So if the water is usable, so then it's not mukta. If you could use it to, I don't know.
Usually
not drinkable, but usable.
Water like sewage water, but it's not
considered grav shel rei. Water that's sewage water is mukta. Grav shel rei, you'd want to remove it. Oh, I mean, so you can move it because of that. Yeah, if it's sewage water and it smells, then it's grav shel rei probably. Lahalacha. Do we pass in Daraisa or Darabanan? Comes along the Rif in Mesechus Shabbos on that Gemara, and he says, "Eveshnaf l'masamayim quotes all Gemara says Tzar Belchem Daraisa v'asid Daraisa v'dachi Darabanan," and it says very clearly that it's Daraisa. The Rush over here in Eilam Metzias Simon Chavtes Amar Rava midivrei shneim nilmad Tzar Balechayim Daraisa v'yaf agav didachi Gemara, even though the Gemara rejects our raya. Kaimelon dahachi hilchasa. That's what we pass. When we pass in the star raisa, and he says, and I'll tell you, Amar Rav Yehuda b'shili in Shabbos, peiva shenafal amasamayim. And he says, you know how I know it's star raisa? Not from Bamitzia. Bamitzia it leaves it unresolved. I know it's star raisa from that sugya in Shabbos. And therefore says the Rush, umikan hitir Rabbeinu Meir zal Maram Rutenberg had a kula. Kishyesh rov chalav lebehema umitzta eres bekach. What does that mean? Rov chalav lebehema. No, come on. This isn't too much.
Too much milk.
Too much milk, right? The animal is too much milk, and therefore mitzta eres bekach. The animal is
in pain,
so it needs to express some milk. So what do you do? But what's the problem? What do you mean? What do you do? Milk it. What's the problem? It's a violation of a melacha of mefarik dash. Right? How can you? You're not allowed to milk an animal on Shabbos. So mutar lomer lenakri b'Shabbos lachlav lebehema. The isra of dash daraisa or derabanan daraisa. So you can't do it, right? But you can ask a guy to do it. If you ask a guy to do it, then it knocks it down to amiru lenakri. Amiru lenakri is only derabanan. Good. So the din derabanan will be pushed aside in favor of sabalechaim daraisa. So that's what the Rush quotes from Maram Rutenberg. So the Rif and the Rush both paskin based on that sugya and Shabbos that Tzar Ba'al Chaim is Daraisa. Nimuke Yosef and Bava Metzia, however, disagrees partially. What I mean disagrees partially. Nimuke Yosef over here says Paska Gaonim Zal Virav Alfa Zal Kirava Domer Tzar Ba'al Chaim Daraisa. That the Rif and the Gonim say it's Daraisa. And he says that the Raya is Shabbos Kuf Chavches. Then he adds a qualifier that neither the Rush nor the Rif added. Umihu dafka b'tzar gadol. Avol tzar mu'at lo. This is where it gets tricky. Tzar, you know when you go to a doctor or something and they need to test how much pain you're in? What do they tell you? Scale of 1 to 10. How painful is it? So, meaning tsar is a long scale, like, you know, and sometimes 1 to 10 is not really enough. You're like,
give me 1 to 1,000. It's like 432. You know, like there are a lot of possibilities of pain. There's a little bit of a nuisance. There's a lot. There's also a matter of pain tolerance, right? Some people are better at tolerating pain than others are. But the Nemuka Yosef makes this chilek that there's a difference between sar gadol and sar muad. And then he writes that since sar beli chayim is daraisa, why is it that the Gemara has an explicit heter for zaken venu fikvodo? Meaning the animal is buckling under this burden. It's in so much pain, right? And you have a mitzvah to take the packages off of the animal, right? But if you're a shiva and it's going to mess up your frock, right? So then you don't have to do it. Zaken venu fikvodo. Why not? If tzar bel chaim is daraisa. So he quotes, Nemuka Yosef quotes, Tirutz Ramban Zal, Tzakin lo kana chachma davka ka'amrinan, Du adin l'mechubad, Darmin kol shebishalo parik v'toy m'shachaver nami, if you do it for your own animal, he writes, Aval hacha, kivan de tzar balei chayim hutra l'tashmishan shal b'nei adam, kol shkein l'kvodam b'shevi al tasa, the gadol kavad abriyos. Another chiddush that we're going to have to work on a little bit. And that is, tzar balei chayim is mutter, when it's the tzorech ha'adam. What's called the tzorech ha'adam? It doesn't only mean a practical benefit for a person. It could even mean a dignity benefit for the person. That it's undignified for him to do this. That's called the tzorech ha'adam. So, you know, let's come back to that a little bit later in terms of defining tzorech ha'adam. But so far, what have we seen? If I were to ask you, how do we pass it? Tzar bel chaim daraisa, we've seen two shitas. Right, we've seen the Rif and the Rush that both say absolutely daraisa. We see the Mukayosi that says yeah, but meaning daraisa, but only if it's tsar gadol. Comes along the Mordechai, and the Mordechai brings a raya from a sugyan avodah zarah. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah talks about the following case. It's a sugyan avodah zarah daf Yud Gimel and Aleph going over to Yud Gimel and Beis. So first of all, the Gemara tells us, just good advice, ein makdishin, ve'ein machrimin, ve'ein ma'arichin bizman hazeh. You want to be frum, don't go home and be makdish a behema, or anything, right? Don't make things hegdish. That's a terrible idea. Good, so why is it a terrible idea to make something hegdish? Such a mitzvah, I'm doing a mitzvah, no? I was so inspired by last week's Kriyas HaTorah, arachim. So I want to make an erech. I'm the erech of my little brother. I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that a bad idea? Because now you have Hegdash and there's no Mikdash to give it to. So you put yourself in a bind. So you're not supposed to do that. Okay. V'im Hegdash v'hechru v'herich v'hema te'oker. Says the Gemara, what do you do with the behema that you were Makdash? Te'oker. Peros ksosu kelim yirkavu. If it's anything else, let it rot. Maos klimatchos yulichum liyam amelech. If it's money or metal, can throw them into the amelech. So what does it mean te'akim? So it says Umarav. The ezehu ikur. What does ikur mean? Anyone know? Yeah. Noel delas bifanav yimesim e'aleha. Lock it up and let it die. Wow. That's hurtful to the animal. No? Lock it up and let it die. Meaning starve it to death. So the Mordechai brings a raya from the sugya of Avodah Zarah that lack of let it die. So says the Mordechai, you see from there, Tzabel Chaim is Rabbana. Right? Where's this Mordechai? You see from there, Tzabel Chaim is Rabbana. Mordechai right there in Avodah Zarah. V'tzar Bel Chaim Drabbanan hu v'asi Drabbanan ta'amri in mekachin mishum duchashu l'takala v'dachi Tzar Bel Chaim Drabbanan. How's it a raya Tzar Bel Chaim Drabbanan? Because if Tzar Bel Chaim is Daraisa, this din derabanan, not to be makdish an animal, wouldn't be able to be docha at tzar beli chayim daraisa. Is that such a great raya? No, because the din not to be makdish b'zman hazeh is clearly only derabanan. That's how it is the daraisa. Starving it to death? Okay. Meaning is it called, that's a fair point, is it called Tzar Bel Chaim when you're not doing anything?
When you're not unloading documents,
good. Good point also. right? Not unloading the donkey. If that's the source for Tzar Bali Chaim, right?
Is it the Drabanan that's causing you to not causing you to rub the animal, or is that you were?
Yeah, so I didn't understand this raya at all, because there is this Drabanan not to be maktish. Once you're maktish it, so it's a michshol. You have to get rid of it. Probably what he means is you could just be careful. You could feed it, leave it in your field, and just be careful not to get any anah from it. The Rabbanan came along and said, no, you can't. That we don't trust you to be careful. And therefore, that's the din Rabbanan is talking about. Not the din of Ein Makdish Ein Marichin, the din Rabbanan that we don't trust you to be careful with it. So, but the Mordechai is explicit that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan. The problem is, we have Mordechai in the back of our Gemara also, in Bamitzia. And on the line of Gemara, Amar Rava, Midivir Shayim Nilmo, Tzar Bali Chaim Daraisa, says the Mordechai, the exact Maram Rutenberg that the Rush quoted. That based on our Gemara, if you have a cow that's got too much milk and it needs to express some of its milk because it's in great pain, says Mordechai, you're allowed to do it because Tzar Bali Chaim is Daraisa, and not you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to ask a guy to do it because Tzar Bali Chaim Daraisa and Amir Lakam is Rabban. So it's a steer in the Mordechai. So how do you answer the steer in the Mordechai? So there are a couple of mahalchim in the Achron. The Chidushe Anshei Shem writes here in Bab Metzia. He says, I don't understand. It's one thing to say over here in Bab Metzia, Tzar Bali Chaim Daraisa, but the Mordechai says in Avodah Zarah, Tzar Bali Chaim Drabanan. V'yesh lomar l'fum riyata, d'yesh trei minei tzar lebalei chayim. Ki tzar gadol da'oraisa, v'tzar katan d'rabana. Meaning, the Mordechai holds exactly like the Mukhei Yosef. That's all. Not a steer. The Mukhei Yosef himself allowed for the fact that it could be that tzar bale chayim is da'oraisa sometimes, right, and d'rabana other times. Wow, one second. But what's he being magdir as tzar gadol and tzar katan?
He's saying,
yeah, he's calling starving Tzar Katan. I don't know. I mean, thank God I've never starved to death. But, like, it doesn't seem pleasant.
Maybe for animals, they don't feel it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to imagine.
No,
I mean, obviously they feel it. It's hard to imagine. But it's a slow, painful death. That's difficult to imagine. Marim Shik has a different way to be miyashin than Mordechai. Marim Shik and his tshuvas. Who was the Marim Shik? Moshe Shik. Who is that? Who is he a Talmud of? Chassam Sofer. So Marim Shik has three volumes of Shalos and Tshuvas, but it's really a fake out there. Two volumes of Shalos and Tshuvas, and then the third volume is the Sefer HaMitzvos. Now, it's a Minchas Chinuch type of Sefer HaMitzvos. Which is amazing. It's just like the hashkacha that some svarim have and others don't. Who learns Marim Shik Sefer HaMitzvot, right? But everyone learns Minchas Chinuch. They're very similar. Very similar. Anyway, so Marim Shik in Tshuvas, in Or Chaim Simkuf Nun He, Marim Shik raises this question in the Stira of the Mordechai, and he says that whenever it's Litzorecha Adam, it's not called Tzar Bali Chaim Bichlal. If your reason for starving the animal is what? So that you're not Nichshal, so it's not Tzar Bali Chaim on the Daraisa level.
Where do you draw the line as to what? So you need to go on the
what?
Like, where do you draw the line? Like, for instance, if you could just be theoretically better.
Okay, so again, then we're going to have to go into this. What's called Tzar Chayadam? Exactly. Because Maram Shik seems to be saying, with the kind of Tzar, it's interesting, because normally when it's Tzar Chayadam, it's just not us at all. But Maram Shik is trying to explain that the Mordechai holds that it's an issue to Rabbanan, because it's Litzorech, your spirituality, that you not come to be in Nichshol. So maybe the Maram Shik would say, when it's a real physical necessity for you, you know, we'll talk about, there are tshuvas about medical research on animals and things like that. So that's a real Tzorech, then Heter Gama. When it's just, so that I'm not Nichshol in Nisr, maybe that's Nisr Drabanan. So Reis is when there's no Tzorech whatsoever. Maybe. Lemay nafkamina, whether it's Daraisa or Derabanan. So Minchas Chinuch writes, Nafkamina is Tsar Haba Memela. That's what Minchas Chinuch writes. Nafkamina would be if the Tsar happens by itself, you don't do the Tsar to the animal. Minchas Chinuch writes, L'mad yamar Tsar Balechayim Daraisa, Nir Misugidu Tsarach Lahatzil Balchayim, Afilu B'Tsar Das Memela. That if the animal is bit Tsar, you have to save it. And that's why the Gemara tried to prove Tsar Balechayim is Daraisa from Prikotina. Because that's the case where you have to save it. Like Svi was saying before, right? You see it suffering, you have to save it. That's if you hold Tzar B'l-Chaim is Doraisa. But if you hold that Tzar B'l-Chaim is only Drabanan, Avamadim Tzar B'l-Chaim is Drabanan, says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei, Os Yud, Nira Drabanan Logazu Raklet Tzar B'l-Chaim B'yodayim. The Drabanan Logazu that you're not allowed to be Mitzaer a B'l-Chaim. But maybe you don't have to do. You don't have to save the animal. So that would be a reasonable nafkamina. Another nafkamina. Another nafkamina. Amira la'akum. Right, we said that one already. Right, that if Tsar Bali Chaim is, no, how do we say that? That if Tsar Bali Chaim is Daraisa, then Amir La'akum to do Tsar Bali Chaim and Rabbanan would be Mutter of the Tzorach Shabbos. If it's Rabbanan, you don't even need Amir La'akum, right? You'd just be able to be Mitzar, the, oh, no, no. I'm sorry, you're allowed to do Amir La'akum to get you out of the Tsar Bali Chaim. Daraisa. You wouldn't even need Amir La'akum then to get you. No, no.
No, then it would be a Shaiva.
It would
be
a Drabana versus Drabana. Right, it would be a Shaiva. Right? Right. It wouldn't be so passionate that you'd be allowed to do Amir La'akum to save you from Tsar Bali Chaim if Tsar Bali Chaim were only Drabana. Right. Meaning because Tsar Bali Chaim is Daraisa, we said, oh, that's why the Maharam Rutenberg said you're allowed to ask a guy to milk the animal. But can you ask God to milk the animal, which is a violation of Nisid Rabbanan, just to save you from Tzar Bel Chaim, which itself is only Nisid Rabbanan? So that might be another nafkamina. There are other nafkaminas as well. There's a sefer called Sefer Tzar Bel Chaim. Of course there is, right? So there is a discussion in Poskim: is there Tzar Bel Chaim on people? Or is it only klape behemos and ophos? Let's say a person is carrying something heavy. Do you have to help him? So you would think it's a kal v'chomer, right? So since it's a machlokas, l'chora it is a safek. If Tzar Bel Chaim is daraisa, safek daraisa l'chumra. If Tzar Bel Chaim is drabanan, safek drabanan l'kula. Help the guy out. It's pashut. We have to lerecha kamocha. Meaning, maybe Tzar Bel Chaim is not the mechayev. Maybe Prikotin is not the mechayev. But of course, you have your chayev to help the guy out. That might be enough kamina. There's also an interesting machlokas aposkim, whether killing a bal chay is a violation of Tzar Bel Chaim. What if you don't cause it any pain? You give it a quick, painless death. Is that a violation of Tzar Bel Chaim? So again. It might be a suffix because it's machlokas. So maybe if Tzar Bel Chaim is a rice, we have to be machmir a suffix. If Tzar Bel Chaim is midrabban, we'll make a suffix. In Shulchan Aruch, by the way, we pass in that Tzar Bel Chaim is the rice. That's what we pass in it.
What do you mention animals and birds? How about like other kind of like bugs and stuff? Is that like bird thing?
Like bird thing? That would be included. I once gave a 10-minute halacha here on killing bugs in Camp Kaylee. Try to give camp related. So give them an Hashem killing bugs. So I think that lechora that would be part of the same discussion. But again, if it's a tzorach adam, you know, it's about to bite you. It's scary. Rav Moshe has an interesting thing. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, don't kill the bug with your bare hands. Use a shoe, because it says it's midas achzarius. Meaning, and this is what we were talking about the other day. That tzar bali chayim may not be so much about the animal, maybe more about you. That you're going to train yourself in midos that are inappropriate midos for a bento. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah. The animal's already suffering. Can you kill? Is that You see an animal side of the road, it's like...
Side of the road, it's mercy killing, I think you're allowed.
Is that okay? Or is that still considered
like
the fact that you're killing it, that's still...
No, I would think that that's a tzar to leave it. Right?
If you have like, is that a mass on a mountain?
That? Yeah, probably better to kill it. Or release it. I don't know, I'd kill it. We used to have in Karmi Avenue, when I was in Yeshiva, we had... I lived in a caravan and we had a tremendous mouse problem. So every day we put out those glue traps.
Oh man.
And every day we had a few mice on our glue traps and we'd have to drown them in the toilet. That was the Seder Advar. I remember the first time we had a mouse in the caravan, we told the yeshiva. And they sent this guy, I don't know where this guy came from. It's like this old Israeli guy, like a long white beard, and like tattered clothing and a broomstick. And I turned to my roommate and I said, I get the feeling that he's not a licensed exterminator. He's just running around chasing the thing with a broomstick. Yeah, all right, things that have happened in yeshiva that will hopefully never again happen in your life. The Rama in Evin Ezer, not to change topics like you or anything, but the Rama in Evin Ezer, in Hilchos Priya Urivia, or as it's more yeshivishly called Priya Urivia, the Rama writes in Simin Vav, says the Rama, Kol Davar Atzaruch L'Refua U'Lishar Dvarim, less be mishum iser tzar balechayim. Whenever there's a tzaruch refuah or a need for anything else, there's no tzar balechayim. And therefore, he says, v'lechein mutar limrot notzos me'avazos chayos v'lekal mechash mishum tzar balechayim. You can pluck the feathers off of live geese and it's not a problem with tzar balechayim. Why? So he's quoting a Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin doesn't say you're doing this for fun. You're doing this because apparently they needed those feathers for some sort of refuah. I don't know what. I don't know what kind of refuah, but for some sort of refuah. So anytime it's tzaruch adam, there's no tzar balechaim. So this is what we have to discuss. And what exactly? What? So what exactly is the geder? Is the geder of this? So okay. So you bring up drug testing, not drug testing, meaning research, right? Drug research. So there's a tshuva in the Shvos Yaakov Chelik Gimel Simenayin Aleph. Nishalti merofei mumcha. And he names the doctor, David Wiesel. Imutu lasos refuah dainu lahamis behema tamea, kilon kelev ochatul mipresavik pikoach nefesh, levishos adainenu baduk menusa. Meaning you want to test a drug, it might kill this animal, but better to test it on an animal than test it on a person. So you're allowed to kill the animal by testing the drug on the animal before you try it on people. So he writes, 100% mutter. And he brings a number of rayos. And he says, first of all, Shabbos Ayin Zayinon Beis, Kol Mashabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Lo Nivra Davar Echol Lebatala. The Gemara says everything Kodesh Baruch Hu created in this world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't create anything Lebatala, everything's for a reason. Bara Shavlu Lekasis, Zvuv Letzira, Yatush Lenachash. And all the examples are how you use animals in killing them for a human necessity. So he says, so you see clearly that even a Safek Refuah's Mutter when there's a Tzarech Bnei Adam. Because Bal Tashchus de Gufo Adif. There's a human health is what we call Bal Tashchus de Gufo. Right? That's a principle we've mentioned a few times. That there's Nisra Bal Tashchus, but Bal Tashchus. So people sometimes think that how could I. Look, we had a dozen donuts. Only six people showed up to the event. So everyone only had one donut. So I can't Bal Tashchus throw out the other six donuts, right? So I better eat the other six donuts, otherwise it'll be Bal Tashchus. No, so what do we say? It'll destroy you to eat the other six donuts. You're not going to feel geschmack at the end of the your donut eating. So bal tashchus to gufo adif. Person has to try to be healthy. Gedol mizumatzinu. He says avod zar yud gimel that asu limkor lehem tarna golavan. The Gemara says in the same sugya avod zar, but a different line of the Gemara. You're not allowed to sell a tarna golavan to a guy, to an akum. Why? Why can't you sell a white chicken to an akum, avodah zarah. They're going to use it for avodah zarah. So Gemara says, if you need to sell a white chicken to an akum, cut off one of its fingers. Then they won't use it for avodah zarah because it's balmon. It's mechus reja. Cut off one of its fingers? What kind of sick person are you?
Yeah, but you need to make some money, so you got to sell the. So the tzorech adam, even just the tzorech of making a little more money, is enough of a tzorech. So he says in the end, after going through a little bit of back and forth, Aval vaday lahalacha lemaisa nearly baruch moshaksafti de ein chshash isur de baltashchus otzar belichaim kol shiyus ol tzorech bo umutalasus afil lechachila. You're allowed to do this even lechachila. And then he says, that Ramah that I mentioned to you in Ebenezer before, I quoted you much of the Ramah, but not all of it. Why? Because that Ramah, there is it, that Ramah goes on to say, right where I stopped was, how, remember the Ramah said about the plucking the feathers, right? According to Jewish possession. Then he says, Umi kol makom ha'olam nimna'im davi achzarias. But people don't do it because it's cruel. So come on, I thought the Torah Kadam, it's all fine. Nah, it's not the Yeshivish thing to do because it's cruel. It's not nice. So says the Shvos Yaakov, maybe we should say that we shouldn't do animal, we shouldn't experiment with drugs and animals because it's not nice. It's anxious. No, what's the answer? What's more cruel? To keep a drug off the market because you're afraid to test it? Or to kill a couple of animals so that you can save human lives? Right, so you have to realize that there's a measure of cruelty over here that is going to be permissible. The other tshuva on the topic, the other famous tshuva on the topic of testing drugs on animals that might kill them, is a tshuva in the Sri Deish, in Simon Sadi Aleph in Yerodeya. Sri Deish wrote this tshuva to another very famous rabbi, Rav Yaakov Breisch. Who is Rav Yaakov Breisch? They were both rabbanim in Switzerland after the war. Who's Rabbi Yaakov Breisch? He wrote a very famous Shuvah Sefer called Chalkas Yaakov. You ever heard of Chalkas Yaakov? Yeah, that's Rabbi Yaakov Breisch. Not to be confused with Chalkas Yoav. Who is the Chalkas Yoav? He was a Talmud of the Avni Nezer, the Chalkas Yoav. The Eretz Tzvi, the Chalkas Yoav. Avni Nezer had Talmidim who had a very similar style of learning to him. Super duper sharp. Chalkas Yoav is the one that wrote Kavod de Kashyasa. We've quoted that this year. No, remember Kavod de Kashyasa? What's the kunz of Kavod de Kashyasa? 103 questions. On Sukkis and Shas that he has no answers to. So it's printed in the back of the Chalkas Yaakov. But we're not talking about Chalkas Yaakov. The Sri Deish writes a tshuva to the Chalkas Yaakov, to Rav Breisch. Rav Breisch's most famous tshuva, probably. He has a lot about Agunos. Anyone who's a post-Holocaust has tshuvas about Agunos, obviously. But His most famous tshuva that's relevant l'maisa probably is the tshuva about toveling electric appliances. Anyone know this one? What does he say? What's the say? He's making. What's the svar to be making? No. Yeah. So that's what Rav Shechter and Rav Asher Weiss use, the svar that it's going to get destroyed. Rav Asher Weiss is such an interesting svar. Rav Asher Weiss says that the mitzvah of tvila is to be tovel before you use it. That's the gedra mitzvah. Tovel before you use it. If by toveling it means you can't use it, then there's no mitzvah tefillah, because the whole gedra mitzvah. That's a Rav Asher Weiss kind of svar. It's a chiddush. The Chalkas Yaakov is a different svar. He says that there's a halacha that anything that's mechubel lekarka is not mekabel tum. And the gedarim of what's a kli for tefillas kelim is talayan hilchas tum and tara. That's chiddush number one. That's a major machlokas achron. That is talayan tum and tara. Chiddush number two, which is a much greater chiddush, any kli that can only work when you plug it in is mechubel karka. So mechubel karka is patrim tzvi. So Rabbi Yisrael Reisman quoted in a shiur, he's learning tzvilas kelim on Sunday mornings, he gives a shiur on Sunday mornings of Balabatim. So I was listening, he quoted that, he didn't know this Chalkas Yaakov apparently, he said that that someone wanted to suggest a svara. And the Debrett Ziner, in his Shuvah, Ber Moshe, quotes this Svara, that he heard that Rav Moshe Feinstein said such a Svara, and Debrett Ziner is Matmiya, and he rejects it, whatever. And he said, of course he rejects it. Rav Moshe Feinstein never said such a Svara. He never said such a thing. It's true. Rav Moshe never said such a thing. So, in fact, Rav Vosner also quotes such a Svara, not from Rav Moshe. He just says, I heard that there are those that want to say this. And Rav Vosner uses the strongest Lashon to reject it. That, in the, I forgot, he says something like that, I've never heard something stupid in my life, like something really very strong to reject it, absolutely rejects it.
But Chalkas Yaakov actually held this far. He held that it does not require tevila because of mechubel karka. Which is wild. You know who else held it? Rav Aaron Soloveitchik also held that. And anything that has to be plugged in because mechubel karka does not require tevila. So I had a shot why the Debrei Tzinner thought Ramesha said it. Because it came out of MTJ. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was Rebbe in MTJ. So he probably, someone told him, someone from MTJ, he hears someone from MTJ, who do you think? You think Ramesha? Maybe that, or my other, the Odia Shlomer, why the Debrei Tzinner thought Ramesha said it, is someone probably came to Debrei Tzinner and said, I heard the craziest psak about Tevilas Galim, Ramesha has the craziest psak about electric appliances. Because Ramesha does have the craziest psak about electric appliances, but it's not that, it's a different crazy psak about electric. Ramesha holds that a toaster does not require Tevilah. Okay, that's not so crazy, but why? Why does a toaster? Not a toaster oven, a toaster, you know? Pop, you know, right? So does that, why? Says Ramesha,
but just dries out the
fish. Yeah, it doesn't really do anything. It just dries your bread. Who wants dry bread anyway? What, are you kidding me? It doesn't do anything. How many toasters have they sold? I think the market has spoken, right? that it does something. No, it's such as, you ever try to rub margarine or butter on a non-toasted piece of bread? Right? I mean, it doesn't work. I don't know, to say that it doesn't do anything, I thought that was a strange, strange psalm.
Which field are we passing today?
As far as sandwich makers and things like this. So there are different types of kelim. There are sandwich makers, there are Keurig machines, there are, so it depends who you ask. Many possible will say you have to bring it to Yisrael Uman, bring it to an electrician who will rip apart the whole kli, put it back together for you, and then it was made by a Jew, and then you're okay. Other possible suggest maybe you should sell it to a guy and borrow it from him forever. It probably doesn't work. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch passes that you could do that explicitly. Shulchan Aruch says you could do that if you're stuck in its Shabbos. You can't total kli in Shabbos, you're stuck in its Shabbos. So then you could sell it to a guy right before Shabbos. He realizes you're not going to have a chance to total it before Shabbos, sell it to a guy right before Shabbos and then borrow it from him. But then after Shabbos, bring it to a mitzvah. You know, meaning the Shulchan Aruch says that for like stopgap measure, or you're on vacation somewhere and there's nowhere to total. So, you know, just sell it to the local guy and borrow from him. But then when you go home, you total. So there are many, many different shittos about what to do. Rav Shachar and Rav Asher Weiss hold that all these things don't require tevilah, but it is a chiddush. It's a pretty big chiddush. In many of the poskim, Debrei Tzinner and others say that they've spoken to electricians and they've been assured that if you total most of these appliances, not the ones that have like screens and buttons, you know, like the ones, you know, like classic appliances, like a sandwich maker, an urn, something like that, they say that if you then leave them to sit after you tovel them for like 3-4 days or a week, then they'll be fine and nothing will happen to them. So two responses to that. First response is that I believed it and I did it with my hot water urn and it broke. Second response is that an electrician told me that it won't break right away necessarily, but it's going to, in 3 months from now, it could short and start a fire. Meaning, these things are not meant to be put into water. Right, that's what I said. You're right. I always thought like every guy looks at that and is like, what kind of idiot with submerged water? It's like it was written for us. Yeah, so anyway, how do we get to this? Oh yeah, because the Sri Deish wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Breish about testing drugs on animals. And Sri Deish writes, Sovtava, after he goes through the whole thing, he says, first of all, he says, Beshvua Rishon Nabawi Yukan, Hisi Tar Besidur Besichos Vetiulim Imakirim Yishodim Eartzel Shodos Vazman Avarlai Bebatalal Olein. So he says, I've been very busy with stupidity, a bunch of Narish kind. I didn't have a chance to respond to your tshuva. Sri Deish was not a cheerful person. He was a little bit of a, no, Nebuch, he suffered through terrible, terrible Yisurin, the Holocaust. So he suffered terribly now. So he says, so Samti Yunibi Chuvasa Muflaa. He says, I took a look at your unbelievable tshuva, and he says, I can't believe what a bucky you are. You're unbelievable. He says, Nenesi Maod, how you ain't of Meshotatos Bekal. You see everything, Kalatarukula, Vloiniachaf Makom Katan Bishvililis Kadarbo. I have nothing else to say. And then the Sri Deish says, but, you know, it's not respectful not to say anything, so I'll say something. And he takes issues with one of his rayas, agrees with another one of his rayas, and then he says, Sof Tavar.
What you paskin is din emes shemutter letzara balechayim letoel eschachmas arafur, that it's mutter. V'lo od el shalfi da'ati ein kan gam midas chasidus. Meaning, why would I assume it's a midas chasidus not to? The Rama, Chazarius. So he says, not here. No midas chasidus over here. Shemidas chasidus yivimakom shenogei rakla atzmo. Midas chasidus, and there's a yisod kata. Midas chasidus is something that affects you and only you. But if you're going to do a midas chasidus on someone else's cheshbon, then it's not a midas chasidus anymore. Aval lo b'makom shenogei l'acherim. Ki maichaz tzar balichai modif tfei mitzar acholim shulai yochol azor lahem. So he says it's pashut that you're allowed to do this kind of testing. Now the other most famous tshuva about Tzar Bali Chaim, related to Tzorach Bnei Adam also, is the famous tshuva of the Nadav Yehuda. So you know what I'm talking about? The famous tshuva of the Nadav Yehuda?
Hunting.
Right. So Nadav Yehuda has a tshuva in Simin Yud Madur Tinyan and Yerdeya. Madur Tinyan and Yerdeya Simin Yud. Whether you're allowed to go hunting. So what does Nadav Yehuda say? He has a couple of chiddush. The one chiddush he has is what we mentioned before. In hunting, the aim is to kill, not to cause suffering. Killing is not Tzar Bali Chaim. So it's a chiddush. Killing is not Tzar Bali Chaim. Another chiddush, another view that has, not a chiddush, but another important point. What?
Killing not to eat.
Killing not to eat, right. What about Bal Tashchis? One second. He says it's not Bal Tashchis. Oh, you were just asking. He says it's not Bal Tashchis. Because you're getting hana, you'll get hana from the hides of the animal. You'll use them, you'll mount them, I don't know, there'll be a decoration in your house. And he says, you know, these are forest animals that while they're alive, they serve no purpose for us. The main hana people get from them is when they're dead. How could you say that it's Baltashkis? It's Baltashkis to keep him alive. Wow, okay. Then says the Nadav Yehuda, Va'amnam, Ma'urani Tamal Gufadavar. He says, but I don't know what you're doing over here. Lomatsinu ish Sayyid Rak bin Nimrod of Esav. In Tanakh, who do we find are the hunters? It's Nimrod, it's Esav. Those are your heroes? Ve'ein zed darke b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That's not the derech of Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to do. Upuch chazi lo martiv lo v'tischadesh kasav ma'ri b'psakav v'vyu rama or chayim sof simon reish chav gimel she'ilo markein al anasam eros behema mishum rachma v'al kol ma'asav. You know that halacha? Rama says that even though when a person gets a new clothing, you're supposed to say tiv lo v'tischadesh. You should live so long that you wear out that clothing and you'll need new clothing. Right? Meaning it's like saying that you should outlive your clothing. You should... So, but not if he's wearing leather. You don't say tivlev tischadish, because you're saying that you're going to need new leather clothing. That's rachma v'chamasav. Don't give such a wish to a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want more animals to die. Wow. So he said, now you're going to go and you're going to hunt. So ve'ich yamis ish Yisraeli biyadayim balei chayim below shum tzorech rak ligmar. He says he's just trying to kill time. Come on. If it's your profession and you need to trap animals, you're a furrier, right? So he says it's a different story. You're not just doing it for sport, then you're doing it for tzorech adam. But if it's not tzorech parnasasa and you're just doing it stam to amuse yourself, he says, I think it's a real problem. And then he says, V'achshav ani omer afilu isura ika, that it's even an isur. Sharei kol ha'oskim b'zeh tzrichim likanes b'ya'aros. It's not safe. In order to hunt, you have to go to unsafe areas. And you're not allowed to put yourself in sakana for no reason. So there's an isur b'davar as well. Okay, so we'll stop there. I don't think we're going to continue Tzar Bali Chaim tomorrow. Maybe we'll do something else tomorrow. Unless anyone has strong feelings otherwise. Or maybe we will do this. I think through Rav Asher Weiss's other piece in Tzar Bali Chaim about spiritual benefit and what's called Tzarchei Adam. I don't know. I'll decide tomorrow. I'll let you know. If you have any requests, we have four more shiurim this semester. Any requests for the last four? If you want any topics in particular, let me know. Okay. Right? Am I right? We only have four more.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Right. The shiur next Tuesday, so we have tomorrow, we have Wednesday, Thursday, and then the following Monday.